this section goes hand in glove with the last couple of sections. This section is about firing customers. It's a very interesting concept. But if you really want to experience quantum growth in your business, one of the things that you have to be willing to do is to just let go, is to look at who you have as customers right now, that in terms of your business and where you want it to go, really don't fit in. They don't fit into the loop. These are the high maintenance ones, the ones that are occupying your time, the ones that create problems, create fires. And in many cases, they may be nice people. They may be wonderful people, but they just want your time. They want to suck away your staff's resources, your time. And, you know, along the way, you've got to be willing to offend some and to fire some. And you can do this a lot of different ways. You can have a conversation with them, depending on who they are, depending on your business. You can create company policies and put out new policies. You can create different levels in your business so that on a certain level, all they get is recordings and frequently asked questions and things like that. On the next level up, they get group things. On the next level up, they get private things. But no longer does everybody get kind of the generic program. your policies and procedures, as I said, can change. Where if there's issues and problems, and instead of always being on call, that you're able to answer them between 10 to 12 during the day, or you answer them within 48 hours or whatever. You can use technology. You can push people towards email, for example. Because, again, you're creating layers there. People have the access, but it's not just being able to pick up the phone and take up your time. now, in looking at all of this, though, some people, it just makes sense. Along the way, you just got to say, you know, we don't need this person. You can do it rudely, or you can do it nicely. You can do it nicely by you can refund their money. You can refer them to somebody else. You can share with them that this isn't working, and that you really feel like they're not happy. You can simply refuse to sell them anything else. I mean, there's a lot of things that you can do. And don't worry about the repercussions, because where you need to be at is at a place that can't carry everybody that you have right now. And that can include the people who work in the company as well as your clients. Some of them can't make the transition. Some of them are very happy with the status quo. They like being able to have their buddy on the other end of the line, call up and waste time when that person could be helping 5 or 10 other people, are selling, if your customer service also sells, which I don't recommend, but servicing or selling other people. So look very carefully at that database of customers that you have, because that database has some minds along the way, and those minds are ones that you need to figure out how you will exclude them out of the future of your company so that they do not continue to drag it down. Self-exclusion is part of that process. Firing customers who you don't want in that loop is the other part. There are 350 million people in this country. There's more than enough for you to have in your business if you learn to target the ones you want, exclude the ones you don't want, and fire the ones who slip in through the cracks that you don't want.